Pit Up by Peter Simkin, with Ray Brooks and Billy Murray.
Statement of Simon Mount, age 29, date of birth 18-8-54. Oh, the big one next year. Occupation, Detective Sergeant. 514-J7041. Address, etc., etc. Dated this. Trev, what's today?
Monday. Yeah, Monday. Yesterday was Sunday.
The date, you buck.
28th.
28th. Now, let's try and decipher this junk. On Friday the 13th... No wonder. 1982, at approximately 5:30 a.m., I was on patrol with Detective Inspector Bull and Detective Constable 192 J. Simpson in an unmarked police vehicle. As we were proceeding along...
Did your mum give you that sixpence tell for the chips?
No, not till I get the shopping.
Guess her pass.
You got any money, Mike?
Nah, me dad's gone off again. Hey, Miss Jones reckons we get a week off for the coronation. Here's a Stanley Matthews pass.
She says we'll have a party and games. We'll have all the food, all the drink, and everything.
All right, you two, clear off unless you want
to. What are you going to do if we don't?
I'll be round to see your dad, that's what.
Shut up, Baldy.
Right.
Come and tell one. What? Fat sod.
Can I have one, though? Hey, it's my birthday next week.
I know that's stupid.
Oh, of course. You're the same dad as me. What are you getting?
I don't know. I wanted a bike. Two-wheeler. I said Tim's too young.
I'll get nothing now me dad's gone, except clips around the ear. Me mum gets funny when he goes. Hey, do you want a bike for nothing? We'll have to get out in the night, late.
Nick it, you mean?
You scared?
No, of course I'm not. But I mean, where can we keep it?
I know where. We'll do it tonight.
Right. Let's start again. No funnies this time.
I want my brief.
Listen, big mouth.
Oh, go and get some tea, will you, Jimmy?
Oh, right, Gav.
He thinks you're going to hammer me. No witnesses.
I just might.
Nah, it's not your scene. You know I've been fitted up, don't you?
No, I don't. Who boy?
One of your heavies upstairs, a super.
Gates?
Yeah, Mr. Gates.
Why?
He thought I was on a bank blag in 78 before you come here. But he couldn't prove it. No evidence offered.
You're a bloody fool, you know.
No, I'm the one with the roller and the 100 grand house in deepest Essex. What do you got?
An ulcer and a mortgage I can't afford.
Oh, you after a bung, are you?
I didn't hear that.
Crying all the time. No, I don't rate Elvis's voice. Oi, yours.
Elvis? He's the greatest. The king.
Nah, Bill Haley. See you later, alligator.
Nah, I'll bet you. Turn six. This time next year, Elvis is the top of the hit parade.
All right. August the 2nd, 1959. I say Presley won't be top. Oi, what about those two over there?
Which one's mine, mate? The one smoking?
Wait, don't stare, Tell. Well, not her, the other one.
Ah, the one with the beehive.
Yeah, the blonde one. The other one goes to that private posh school with the uniforms. She's a goer.
Oh, yeah, how do you know?
Brian. She let Brian touch her.
So?
On her skin.
Nah. Where?
Well, the pictures.
No, I meant above or below.
Hey, shut up.
Got the light, please?
Sorry, I haven't.
Come on, Carol.
Fancy a coffee?
Are you buying?
Yeah, sit down.
Do you come here often?
Only in the mating season.
Oh, come on, Carol. I'm waiting for my coffee, Anita.
I'm sorry about my friend's jokes. What school do you go to?
Why?
Oh, I just wondered.
Your friend doesn't say much.
No, I can't tell. Let's go.
Oh, he said forward. He's practising for Wilfred Pickles. Have a go.
Have you seen Jailhouse Rock yet?
Why, are you in it?
Oi, Terry, I'm going. Are you coming or what?
Oh, their mum told him to be home by 10. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, what did you ruin it for? I was doing all right.
Slags.
Got any money?
Not yet.
What do you mean?
I will have soon.
Where are we going, Mike?
Down here.
Yeah, but why?
Langdell lives down here.
So what? Mike, I know you. He's our headmaster. We can't...
So what? He hates me. He keeps money in his car on the shelf under the windscreen. In that little box thing with his maps.
Look, Mike, I don't want... Look, we've got leaving exams.
Yeah, give us that brick. You won't pass anyway.
Mike, you're mad. Don't.
No. Look, I said yes. They won't catch us. Ready? Got it. Come on, split up. I'll meet you at the youth club later.
So, you don't know how the shooter's got in your car?
You owe me one.
Yeah, I know. But this is serious, shooters.
Look, they were planted. Your super fixed me up. You know me. No guns.
We'll see. If the report comes back from the lab positive, there's nothing I can do. If your fingerprints are...
They won't. You idiot. Look, can you have it dropped out completely?
No, I'll have a word with Gates after I get the report. But he'll want something.
Oh, how much?
No, not that. He's straight.
Straight? He's just stitched me up with this. He's as bent as a three-bob bit.
I meant dropsy, he won't. He'll want bodies, names, places.
Well, that's all right. I can put a few numbers in the frame.
Hey, how's your missus?
I tell you, I couldn't afford to go straight with her, Tony.
Dear eyeball. Yeah. Okay.
You what?
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you.
Now, happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday, Mike.
What are you having?
That little redhead, if I'm lucky. No, let me get him as your bro.
Oh, you haven't got a job. Where'd you get all that loot? God, what a bundle.
Don't ask questions and you won't hear lies. Here, I'll see you in a minute. I'm just going to see a little redhead about you know what.
This is my mate, Terry. Terry, this is...
Marilyn, and this is Sue.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hey, where are you going? The bus stop's over here.
My car.
Yeah, come on, Till. Joke's over. We'll miss the
it's
bus.
It's cold. Stop mucking about, you two. Anyway, it's too small.
Don't be personal. Do you like it, mate?
Look, Terry, it's cold. I'm getting wet.
All right. Come on, girls. We'll go on our own.
Where did you get a brand new Sunbeam Alpine from?
It's not new. It's 2 months old. You go in the back, Marilyn. It's a birthday present. You'll have to sit on my mate's knee.
I think I'll walk, thank you.
Suit yourself, Susie. Birthday present, who?
Me, to myself.
Holloway Road at the junction of... Phil, what's that road called by McDonald's in Holloway Road?
Holloway Road? You've got an A to Z.
Thank you. When I saw a Ford Estate pull up, I saw a man I now know to be Alex Rose walk to the front door of number 47.
Yeah, Simon.
Yeah?
Why aren't there any taxis in Belfast?
Look, I've got this... I don't know, aren't there?
They can't find anyone to pass the knowledge.
Number 47. He appeared to ring on the bell. After a...
Yeah, Simon. What's the difference between herpes...
Herpes and true love. Herpes lasts forever. I've heard it.
Well, no prints.
No, you're lucky.
I told you, have a word with Gates.
Look, there's still a small matter of the coke.
I'm not into that rubbish. Drugs aren't my scene. You know it's a stitch-up. Shooters and dope, of all the things I'm not into.
Yeah, yeah, all right. I'll have a word with Gates. You want a cup of tea?
You're joking. I'd rather drink paraquat. I'll have a couple of fags, huh?
I won't say I enjoyed the ride. See ya.
Your charm didn't seem to work on her, Mike.
Northern slag.
Do you mind? She's a friend of mine.
Yeah, can I have a drive, too?
Oh, I don't know. You've had a few.
You chicken.
Oh, don't, Terry.
Ah, go on, then. Here, swap seats.
Yeah, take it easy, though. Do you want to come in the front, Marilyn?
No, thank you.
Go on, give him a thrill.
You just concentrate on your driving.
Let's have some music.
And now, Radio Luxembourg's top 10. At number one and the biggest hit of 1960 so far is Apache.
Terry, are you two really hairdressers?
No, love. I'm a self-employed sort of second-hand dealer.
What, a scrap merchant? You told me you worked up west for Teasy Weezy.
No, not scrap. Just things.
You're a tea leaf. And him as well.
Him? No, he's a trainee PC plot.
Yeah, and I'm Marilyn Monroe's sister.
Take it easy, Mike.
You got a big mouth, Joe.
Go on, show her your card. He's got a little card with his name and a picture on it. He's a cadet at Endon. My best mate, a copper.
What's your name, Dixon?
Yeah, get off, Till. Don't get your hand out.
Go on, let me show Marilyn. Here.
Let's see.
Give us a ear, you cow.
Mike, look out. Mike! My legs. Oh, my legs. Marilyn, you all right? Oh, my God. Mike, where are you going?
Can't leave us. I'm going to get help. Is the car nicked?
What do you think?
I wasn't here, right, Till?
You bastard.
I phoned for help, but I wasn't here, right? Don't grass on me.
Come. Oh, Mike, come in. Well,
Governor, the lad copped it up. Somebody thought the gun had been tested, so they picked it up.
Forensics a joke. Oh, well, we got him for possession.
Governor, he reckons he was fitted up.
Oh, and, don't they all? And?
He reckons you, well, somebody here.
Well, how original. Charge him.
Look, Governor, a suggestion. Look, he's got the best brief in London, Greenway. No. You know what that means.
You mean bent brief. He'll get off.
Yeah. You know the score with Marcus. He's never been put away for anything. He's got no track record, officially.
But he's the biggest villain in North London. You know that, and I know that. There is something on file. The small matter of...
Yeah, when he was a kid. I reckon he was stitched up on this one. It's not his scene, guns and drugs.
Are you suggesting I stitched
No, of course not, Gov. I reckon he was, though. Well, probably one of his competitors. Mm. Look, I reckon I could get some slags put away with his help.
No, it's too dicey. He'll put some names up places, and if the jobs don't happen, what then?
Mm. But what if he gives us names for previous jobs?
See what he comes up with. No promises, and they have to be big.
You'd better not say anything till your brief gets here.
You're joking. You said it'd be all right.
I tried. It's not down to me, the super... Unless, of course...
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't want fairy tales. He won't buy it. That is, unless you...
Unless?
I reckon if you give me some names. Oh. Blags that have already gone down...
I'm not a grass, you know that.
I know. But just once, do yourself a favour. Somebody set you up. I don't reckon it was us. Return the favour. Think about it. Somebody who you know personally. Perhaps who knows where...
Are you sure it wasn't your lot?
Not 100%, no. But somehow...
Yeah, son, all right. I know, I've just tweaked. No comeback.
Information received. As long as I've got evidence, hard evidence.
Yeah. Gold hard, like bullion.
Jack Street? Norman Jenkins?
Oh, joking, Jenkins, leave it out. But it was Jack Street.
Not our Norm?
No, no, there's a ship moored by the tower in that marina. A sail ship, it's called something girl, his girl, pretty girl, something like that. It belongs to Jimmy Jones.
Jones? The city whiz kid?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Well, you better. It's painted with metal paint, the gold, so it looks rusty, in the bottom of the ship.
Ballast, of course. Ocean-going rusty?
Yeah. Does that leave me out?
I can't promise, but if you're not home for your tea, I'd be very surprised.
Yeah, there were some really good bargains. OK, I'll see you in the Brentcross car park. Right, bye.
Hello, love.
Hi there.
Spending our overdraft again.
You look happy?
Yeah, I'm quite chuffed.
Would it be anything to do with that package that I found...
Package? What package? Anita, I've told you where.
On the doorstep. I haven't done anything, Mike.
Tell me.
Well, when I got back from picking the kids out, there was this packet, sort of big envelope on the doorstep. It had your name on it.
Where is it?
In the dining room. I just put it in there.
Where are the kids?
At June's. Why? No, it's not a...
How many times have I told you? Look, we're targets. You pick it up, it could have blown you... Bomb squad, please. DI ball. J Division.
It's money.
Hello? What? Can you hold on, please? Anita?
I steamed it open. It's money.
You bloody fool. Look, sorry about that. A snout of mine heard something from someone who heard something from someone else, you know. I just wondered if you had any intelligence reports for North London. No, nothing solid. Just rumours. Yeah, I will. Ta.
I'm sorry, love. I just didn't think.
Nor did I. Let's have a look. You say money?
Yeah. I don't know how much. It's hundreds, though.
What made you open?
I'm a fool. It was lying by the milk bottles, and I know what you're always saying. I just picked it up. It felt like paper, so I... Hey, you're being rather calm about it. My God, how much?
I think you've saved me a lot of trouble. £1,000.
Who's it from? Isn't there a note?
You're joking. Thanks, love.
Why? I mean, one minute you're going mad, and next minute you're saying...
Say you'd listen to me.
I'm not following... Oh, you mean rung the station? But who sent it? I don't understand.
It looks like a setup. You ring the Nick, they send the bomb squad, they find the money. What do I say? I don't know.
Well, but surely...
There's no way I could prove it.
Well, surely your wife would... No. Some wives don't even know what their husbands earn. Like June.
Exactly. Hey, let's have a drink.
Okay. The usual?
No, a cup of tea. I wonder.
You know who sent it?
Well, I could guess. Remember the first time we met?
June's 21st party.
No, the very first time.
That was? The first time? I had to chat you up and you were sick all over my new shoes.
No, the coffee bar on Stamford Hill when we were still at school. That was the first time.
You can't count that. Anyway... You fancied my friend Carol?
Never. I was with a bloke, a kid then, Terry.
Oh, the mouthy one. Yeah, I remember. But I still don't see the connection.
I think it was him.
Because you nicked his froth?
Yeah, in a way. Look, I'm not joking. Probably before that, even.
Can you start again, Mike? I'm totally lost.
Terence Richard Marcus, aged 40. Date of birth, 13th of May, 1942.
Well, that's your birthday.
And his. We were mates from as long as I can remember, probably birth. We found out from our mums we were born in the same hospital. So anyway, he's just about the biggest villain in London. Well, North London. Not violent personally, but, well, he just organises.
Why the money?
Well, I'll come to that. I can't give it in now, can I? Or can I? No. And he can't prove I've had it. It could have been nicked from the doorstep. And it wasn't for getting him off. We just forget it. It's all right, love.
Mike, how can we just forget? You've never taken a...
It's not a bribe. It doesn't exist. I just deny it to him or anyone else.
We'll feed it into the kids' account monthly so it doesn't show.
Hold on, Mike. Why can't you give it back?
Because... Look, it started when we were 10. We nicked a bike. He got caught. Well, nothing much happened. He got a telling off in a juvenile court.
Is that all? £1,000?
No. There's more. That night I met you, the coffee bar. Well, when we left, we broke a window of our headmaster's car and ran off. There was a few quid missing as well.
You stole money? Why?
Well, 25 years ago. Everyone's got... I was broke. That's why we didn't stay in the coffee bar.
Well, you're not saying it was my fault.
No. Of course not. Anyway, he got caught. He tripped over and he got expelled.
And you ran away and left him?
It wasn't like that. It was a sort of code. He didn't tell I had the money. They couldn't prove he nicked it. Anita, I was stupid, but...
Well, surely, shouldn't you have owned up?
Well, maybe, in retrospect. Anyway, I passed my exams and got into the force. He'd got thrown out of school. He's sort of drifted.
And do you feel guilty?
Well, not really. He would have been a villain anyway.
And you?
Yeah, probably. You can't catch villains...
Unless you've been one?
Involved is a better word. The lines cross sometimes, you know. Deals, fit-ups, snouts, trade-offs. You know somebody you've collared did a job and you can't prove it. Well, is it immoral to fit them up? Put them away? A thin line. You know someone's used a gun and will do again. Do you wait?
Where does it end, Mike? Okay, you stop a potential killer. A young copper sees you doing it. He's on his beat. Some kid gives him the V sign. The copper plants some cannabis on him. Well, I mean, where's the line?
Well, that's different. Don't you understand?
Fine, I understand... Sort of. But I still don't see why you can't give the money back.
If I say where I think it comes from, where there's... Well, there's a smell. They'd want to know why. And I've just done a trade with him. He's given me a name for that gold bullion job last month. But it was still stink.
Say you tell them you don't know who sent it.
Then the super has a word with the CIB. You know, the investigation branch. They keep a lookout for me. No... Your credibility's gone. They think I thought they were onto me and chicken.
It's all upside down. If you're honest, that makes them think you're bent.
There's something else, Anita. See, way back, Terry nicked a car. I didn't know it was nicked. I was driving and there was a crash.
You were driving a stolen car? When was this? You've never mentioned this before.
When I was 18. I was in the police. Well... The cadets.
How did it happen? Why didn't they catch you? Was it hushed up?
I legged it. Ran off. I called an ambulance. I was frightened, terrified. And I had a couple of drinks. It was our birthday.
Oh, Mike. Why didn't you give yourself... I mean, how could you do it?
On my life, if that car hadn't been nicked, I would have. But he was boasting to the girl that his best mate was a copper and the car was bent. I didn't know.
How can you live with it?
It's always with me. I suppose pulling villains away helps. And you've never seen me drink and drive.
A bit late. I'm sorry, Mike. It's just... You're always so...
Straight? Yeah. Yeah. I was a stupid kid. But that would have finished me. My life, my job.
Well, what happened to him? Did they catch him?
Yeah. He got put away. 3 years.
I still don't... Maybe I'm thick. You mean he blames you?
A strange thing, that. But no. He just reckons I owe him.
You do? 3 years of his life.
Anita, I know that. But I saved him at least 5 years today by doing a deal for him.
Come in. Well, Mike, just been reading about your heroics.
So have I, Gov. Especially the bit about me diving in the river and capturing a dangerous criminal.
What do you mean you did? Well, OK, hardly a dangerous villain, but still.
I tripped over Sergeant Mount and fell overboard. Chummy happened to swim past. I fell on top of him. Great arrest.
They all count, Mike, and we got the bullion back.
Yeah, but no Jimmy Jones. Slimy bastard. I nearly went cross-eyed going through company accounts. Cross-matching, firms taking over firms, stocks, shares, Jersey, Malta, Grand Bahamas... To be honest, Gov, I could have missed something. But by the time that boat had been transferred 16 times, I was lost.
Don't worry, Mike. We'll have him. I'll put in a tip to the fraud squad.
If I ever went, Ben, that's what I would do. Computer frauds.
I'd say you are already, Inspector.
I beg your pardon, Governor. Is this official?
Yeah, it is. I've just been through your expense dockets. Where's your humour, Mike?
I left it in the Thames, sir.
Oh, Mike, don't forget the dinner dance on the 19th.
Oh, about that, Gov. Me and Anita...
It wouldn't look good with the governors. You missed it last year. They weren't impressed.
Yes, Gov. We'll be there.
Oh, Mike, read your expenses.
Gov?
When you retire, I'd take up fiction writing. You've got a certain talent.
Good night, Gov.
Good night.
At 6:15 a.m, a green Jaguar pulled into the car park of the pub. Because of information received from our intelligence unit, we allowed the man in the green Jaguar, who I now know to be Winston Otwell, to receive a shotgun and a packet of ammunition. Dave!
Don't tell me if it's about taxi drivers, I've heard it.
How'd you spell ammunition?
How the bloody hell should I know? I'm in traffic.
Great. From Alex Rose. Otwell then drove to a lay-by on the other side of the road. And at 7 a.m, a dark blue Merino.
How's the gym eat the eyeball, Mrs. Ball?
Bill, when you're dancing with a lady who's almost twice your age, try using her first name. It's Anita.
Sorry, Mrs. Anita.
At my cousin's 21st birthday. Mike was about your age. I was a nurse.
Oh, my butt. Lady's a nurse. Well, a student nurse. That's the problem.
She's on a late. Oh, that's why I get the waltz.
Oh, no, Mrs. Anita.
I was joking. Can I give you some advice, Phil? Don't ask her to give up.
I know, but we never see one another. Now, when I'm on early, she's on late. Even when we do the same shifts, we're both too tired.
Knackered. I know. You've either got to be up at 6 a.m.
or we fall asleep watching the telly.
Don't ask her to give up. Let her make the decision. Or you give up.
I might.
Why, Phil?
Oh, I don't know. You see things. You're told to do things that just...
Aren't in the police manual?
Yeah. Not all of them. I mean, like D.I.
Who?
Mike. Okay, he's great. He's a terrific cop, you know, but...
Yes, Phil, but... Don't model yourself on anybody, even Mike. Be your own man. Use your own code.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Anita.
Mike, can we go soon? My feet are bruised. My bottom's been pinched so many times, it's numb.
Sorry, Mum. Yeah, 10 minutes, eh? Hey, watch out. I see gates stumbling this way.
Oh, God. I'm for the loo.
There she is, my favourite blonde. Nita, you're not running away from my governor, are you?
Yes, I am. Mr. Gates, would I?
Come on, Nita, let's show him out.
God, you okay? He's out.
Jimmy, help me with the super, will you?
Thank you, God. It's frightening.
Oh, look at my foot.
Nasty. What's frightening?
The thought of all those drunks driving home. They do, don't they?
Yeah.
It's not fair, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. Oh, that's lovely. Bed.
He asked some strange things.
Who?
Gates. Is he married?
Yeah, he was. Twice. What strange things? About us, you mean? He always tries it on when he's drunk. Usually on the lines of how you poor wives must get lonely with us working nights. And how you should ring him if you want to chat and he'll pop round.
No. Well, yes, but I ignored that. No. He asked me about Terry Marcus.
Uh-huh. In what way?
If I knew him.
Well, straight out. You didn't say...
No, in a roundabout way. And I didn't say anything.
I'm not a fool, you know. He sort of asked how we met, if we kept in touch with your old mates.
And then he dropped Terry's name in very casually.
Yeah. He knew you went to school together. Do you think he's been checking? Or could Terry Marcus have said something?
Yeah. I doubt whether it came from Terry. I'm more useful to him unconnected. Nah. Gates must have been checking. Did he say anything else?
Yeah, but not connected with Terry. When he'd had a few more, just before he jumped on the table and did the strip act, he said something about he sometimes got more information than his men on the streets who thought they knew it all. He said something about snouts with long noses.
Anita? How far gone was he?
Paralytic.
Now, think carefully. He definitely said snouts with long noses.
Yeah, sure. Mike, couldn't you get another job? Security for a store, or a job like Charlie's got. You know, looking after that casino.
Yeah, great. Charlie's redundant. The casino had their license taken away.
You don't want to, anyway. I mean, leave the force, do you?
Sometimes I do. Like tonight.
Every man I dance with seemed to be divorced or separated. Except that nice young PC.
Phil? Yeah, he's a good kid. Thanks for tonight, love.
Well, you mean the information?
No, for being there. And your feet.
And not forgetting my...
I was just coming to that.
Mike, that is not one of my injured parts.
I know, love. Anita.
Yeah?
Do you know, I think I love you more now than when I first met you.
I hope so. I heard what you called me in that coffee bar.
Yeah, I was shy. I meant at June's 21st. It's those eyes. I still get a funny feeling when you look at me like that.
Like what?
Like now.
Like...
Morning, all. Oh, my, 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 we do look rough. Had a bad night, did we?
Oh, don't shout, Gov. Was it good last night?
Well, you were there.
But only in spirit, Gov. About two bottles, I think.
Is the super in?
I did hear a low moan and the rattle of an aspirin bottle. Oh, there was a call for you.
Who? What's this?
No name, no number. He's ringing back. What's what?
This memo. Hello? Yes, son. You got anything?
From upstairs. Crackdown on drinking drivers. They want us to start early for Christmas.
Hold on. I thought we did last night. Right. Okay. I'll see you usual place.
Orange juice and a scotch.
Orange juice? Had a bad night, Mr. Paul.
In more ways than one, yeah.
What's the damage?
154, love. Thanks.
Right, let's go into the corner.
Right, Beaky. What you got for me?
Well, Mr. Ball, that's not fair.
What's your name?
My name's Tom. Anyway, I might have a tasty one for you.
Well?
Wage snatch.
Well, go on.
A garage.
You're snouting down market.
A garage? The Starlight Garage. It's the head office for all their garages in London. $250,000.
Guns?
Be unusual these days if they weren't.
When and who's putting it together?
Friday. I'm not sure. Well, I've heard a couple of names mentioned.
Friday? You're a bit late, aren't you, Tom?
I've only just heard, Mr. Ball. Well, last night.
Names?
Marcus. Only a whisper, mind you. It could be someone else.
Right. See you, Tom.
Mr. Ball. Mr. Ball.
Yeah? What do you want?
You're forgetting something, Mr. Ball.
No. I don't pay for second-hand info.
Come on, Mr. Ball. What's that supposed to mean?
I tell you what that's supposed to mean, Beaky. You cheap little grass. You've already been paid once by Superintendent Gates.
What?
How the old did
a
you...
A little bird, son. How many times you've done me up before, Peepy?
Let go, Mr. Paul. Please, you're tearing me jacket. First time, honest, Mr. Paul.
Honest? That's a joker.
Oh, my mother's life, Mr. Paul. He picked me up in the street day before yesterday. Said he... Anyway, he only give me a tenner.
Well, son, these desk-bound coppers have lost touch with inflation. I'd have given you a 50. What did he say?
He said not to mention him to you.
You didn't, did you? If we pull this firm, I'll see you all right. How many on their team?
Oh, Mr. Ball, they're three. A black bloke called Otwell, a geezer called Alex Rose, and some kid, no name.
Right. We didn't talk about Gates, OK?
Oh, Mr. Ball.
Hiya?
Boathouse by the Lee. Old times, Marcus. 1 hour.
Hello, Fred.
Hey?
Long time.
Is it? It's not, is it? Young Mike? Oh, blimey. How are you, son?
Fine. God, dear, your boatyard hasn't changed in 20 years. What a mess. Still, you could hide a lot of stuff under these old boats, like boat engines, 50 horsepower outboards, for instance, Japanese outboards.
Me? Never. Oh, of course, I heard you got the old bill. Still, you're a fine one to talk. Times I caught you and your little mate. What was his name? Toby? Ah, Terry. But I never called the law.
You couldn't. We were nicking your bent gear. I see you're still doing well, Fred.
You're joking. I haven't sold a boat in 5 months.
Well, what about that roller parked over there, then? It's all that bent gear.
You must be joking. It ain't mine. Some geezer just left it there.
Well, a chauffeur? On his own?
Not chauffeur. Small geezer on his Todd. Wearing a camel coat.
I'd better give him a clock. I'll be back in a minute, Fred. Put the tea on, will you?
Just like old times. You like my present?
No fishing rods. Present?
The gold job. I was just thinking about that bike we need.
Yeah. Hey, you remember that judge? What did the Tottenham Herald call him? The protector of Tottenham citizens. You know, he resigned last year. He got caught at it in a Leicester Square car seat. The establishment closed ranks. The official version said he'd retired to write his memoirs. It's a joke, isn't it?
Yeah. It was all a joke to you, though, wasn't it, Mike? But then you walked on water.
We were just kids.
Yeah. And I've still got the scars from where my old man strapped me. Great joke.
Yeah, well, you haven't had such a bad life, my old son. I mean, the roller, Savile Row suits, the house, the Gigi's.
You know, old Fred didn't twig who I was. I bet he remembers you, though.
Yeah, he did, actually.
You were a bastard to him. Nicking his telephone money, selling his tea, and then pocketing the change. He treated you like a son. He really did.
Oh, come on, Terry. You've forgotten. He was a right villain. Talk about a con artist. He used us as his alibi. Oh, yeah, Fred's been here all afternoon, Constable. Yeah, certain. And what did he give us? A handful of sweets. You're soft, Terry, you always were. That was always your problem. Oh, and talking of problems, I've got one.
Yeah.
How many does your roller do to the gallon?
Well, don't worry, I can afford it. Why?
I hear you're thinking of going into the petrol business, garages.
Oh, yeah? And?
I don't think it's a good idea. It's a dicey business and you could come a cropper.
In what way?
Staff problems. Sticky fingers in the till, especially on Fridays.
I didn't realise you knew about the garage business.
I like to keep abreast of things. See ya. Oh, by the way, we're even. Even Stevens. No more owing. My debt is paid in full, OK?
Why did you nick that bike?
You mean we?
Why? We didn't have one, that's why. But you, we never used it. We just come and we looked at it. We couldn't even ride a two-wheeler. I don't know why. It's 25 years ago. Ah, but it was a thrill, wasn't it? A turn-on. Like the money from the headmaster's car.
I'll see ya.
It's funny how things turn out.
Hardly funny. Why did you nick that car?
I didn't have one.
It was to pull a bird.
Yeah, well, it worked, didn't it? I got her.
Look, I'm sorry, Terry. I didn't think.
You still think I stayed with her because I was sorry for her?
No. She was, she was great. Lovely.
You thought she was a slag. You still think that, don't you?
Terry, of course I don't.
Yeah, you make me sick.
Oh, do I? Well, let me tell you something, Terry. I think you're a right Swiss banker. You're like a lump of... Yeah. Yeah, I do think she's a slag. If it had been me, I wouldn't have lumped myself with that. I'd have walked on, son. If it had been the other way round, I'd have dropped you in it. Right in it.
Yeah, I know. I feel sorry for you.
You feel sorry for me? You've got to be joking.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I pull strokes. I'm no virgin. But I do have some sort of code. I can live with myself. But you? You're rubbish. You can't even trust yourself.
You're going religious or something.
No, you don't understand, do you? I might be a villain, but I don't con myself. You even lie to yourself. You con yourself that you're this upright sheriff riding the range, a sort of dirty area of North London dispensing justice. You're just a frightened little boy who points his finger at his classmates and he says, "He did it, miss. You're a born villain with no bottle. You took the easy option, the school prefect, then the copper. He did it, miss."
Shut it, Terrius.
Or what? You tried it once before when we were about six. I blacked your eye. You went and you told your mum. She laughed. But if you want to settle it now, I'm quite happy. Just you and me now.
One day, Marcus. But on my turn.
Yeah, one day. When you've got your team of heavies with you and my back's turned.
As I said before, the debt is paid in full. It's a new game, remember that. Oh, remember me to the slag.
Oh, I will. She always reckoned you were a woofter, you know.
Won't be a minute, Mike. Just in the middle of an important call. Did you? Oh, really? Well, of course I understand. You're a bright lady. No, I mean it. No, I don't think exotic dancers are all... No, really, I think philosophy is a good open university course to do. Look, why don't I pop round this evening? Oh, is he? What time's his flight? Okay, about 11. Yes, of course, I'll help you choose your books. I'll see you tonight. Tell you, Mike, that bird has the most fantastic...
Intellect?
Yeah, something like that. I met her when we raided that little club in Islington.
Not the one doing rude things while she gave a lecture on Freud. Oh, Governor.
You wanted me?
Oh, right. I just got a tip from a snout of mine. Not the one with the lisp. Sorry, Gov. Oh, seriously, there's a big wages blag planned for Friday. I've typed all the details out.
Ah, right. Any names?
Well, it's only a whisper, but it's possible that Marcus is active on it.
Ah, I see. What, physically?
Well, I doubt it. It's not his M.O., is it? He lets other Wallies do the business while he sits at home.
Mm.
I believe his heavies are Rose and Otwell and one other. You remember Rose?
Yeah, right. Well, you've changed your tune. Marcus was a blue-eyed boy a couple of weeks ago, and now... You knew him, didn't you, when you were kids?
Yeah, that's right, Gov. You remembered. Cool, you've got a great memory. And I thought you were well gone. Can't put one over on you. That was 6 months ago.
Yeah, well, I do. Right, well, let me digest this and we'll have a briefing. Guns? Oh, stupid question, guns. Okay, see you later, Mike.
Oh, sorry, Gov. Can you sign this chitty?
What's this? 50 notes? What for?
My snout, Gov. This information. A McGarrett's not a lot to pay for top-class gear.
A what?
Steve McGarrett. Hawaii 5-0. The teleprogram. 5-0. 50.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I still think 50's a bit heavy. There you go. Why are you smiling like that, Mike?
That bird, Gov. Didn't she have a bridge on her teeth?
She's a bright lady.
And she did have enormous intellect. So. Oh, I can't believe this.
A police car that won't start. How much do we pay those mechanics? They're all on overtime. Come on, Simpson. Get that bloody thing going.
Well, don't blame me, Gov. Cow son won't start. This motor's always a pig. It's the jinx of the motor pool.
We'll miss the off, Gov.
Is there another car?
No. Ah, she was flooded. The night cowboys got it up the jacksie while they were getting their Big Macs.
Sorry, Gov, she just stepped off the pavement.
All cars, look out for a dark green Jaguar XJ6, license number unknown. Extreme caution when approaching vehicle, occupants are armed. The vehicle was last seen leaving the Starlight service station, lower...
Come on, let's go. Sirens and lights.
Right.
Looks like a bloody battlefield.
Say, what's happened?
What a frig up, Gov. They came in three separate cars, minute intervals. Started getting petrol, then one of them starts spraying it round the forecourt while the other two pull shotguns. We couldn't fire because of the petrol. There were civilians all over the place. Some cheap offer. It would have been murder. They got young Phil, Gov. Shotgun blast.
Is he?
No, I hope so. He's nearly cut in half. We got one of their team over there as he ran to the car. He's dead.
Have you got a name?
Nah, young kid. Checking with a computer now.
Where have they taken Phil?
North Middlesex.
I'll be there.
Doctor? Can I see him?
He's dying.
Well, even more reason. Perhaps I can get the bastard who did it to him.
That's more important to you, isn't it?
No. It just helps my conscience. I can't help him, but I can help his mates who might be next.
It's my turn with the clichés. I'll give you 1 minute. That's what they say on TV, isn't it?
Yeah, just like TV. Only they can wipe the ketchup off and go home. Phil? Phil, can you hear me, son?
Gov?
Yeah, it's me. I spoke to the doctor. He says you'll be playing football in a couple of weeks.
Gov, I'm frightened. Gov, I don't know.
You're fine, Phil. You and me will be down at the Spurs for the Arsenal game. We'll watch Oddle take them apart. Hey, Phil, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
It's not your fault, Gov. One bloke. He was big. He did it. The white bloke. He had a tattoo on his arm. A swastika.
We've got a make on him. Relax, Phil.
The black bloke tried to stop him. He told him.
Damn, son. Just try and get some sleep.
Oh, it's important, Gov. The black bloke said... He said, no shooting, Terry. He said, no shooting. The third one. The young kid laughed. Said, Marcus, he's gone soft. Shoot him.
Phil... Phil? Doctor?
Yes, Inspector?
Well, do something. Please, what are you standing there for?
What do you suggest? A quick miracle? He was dead from the time the shotgun blast hit him. Or he should have been. He fought death for half an hour. I hope it was worth it. He might have lived another hour, but for your questions. No, that isn't...
It wasn't just an hour. I cost him about 70 years.
I'm sorry, Inspector. That was unfair. I'm very sorry.
dark blue Marina approached us. The car was travelling in a westerly direction. Inspector Ball told the driver to start the engine of our vehicle. We then checked our weapons and did an ammunition count. On instruction from Detective Inspector Ball, we waited until the man known as Otwell started his vehicle and pulled out of the lay-by.
Oi, Simon, you on early Saturday?
Yeah, why?
Want to change shifts?
Why? Oh, not that little WPC again.
Nah, I want to visit me granny. She's in hospital.
You what? Oh, not the WPC, the little night nurse. Yeah.
Mike?
Why are you sitting in the dark?
I watched the sun go down and then I got lost. I heard it on the news. I'm so sorry. He was a lovely kid. I danced with him the other... He was so proud of being a copper.
Yeah. I'm not.
I'll put the light... Hey, what's wrong? I mean, it's not just...
No. No, leave the light. It'll make it easier for me.
Mike, your hand's freezing.
I killed that kid. Me. I didn't actually pull the trigger, but...
I've posted that £1,000 to Phil's mum.
We're telepathic, you know that? I was going to do it. You didn't put a name...
Oh, even now you're worrying about yourself. No, I didn't. Something to do with Marcus, isn't it? Don't ask me how I know. Call it sixth sense. As soon as I heard it on
I tipped Marcus off that we knew about the blade today. I thought it would stop it, that he'd call it off. But he didn't. So they were waiting for us. Clever bastard sent them in one at a time. It looked like they were getting petrol. One of them sprayed petrol around and the garage was crowded with civilians. We were only half a team.
Why?
Luck. Lady luck. My car wouldn't start. Ted had a prang. His new driver, a Burke. It was a cock-up all round.
You know what I mean. Why did you tell Marcus?
Because I still owed him a last one.
But you said you saved him 5 years last time. You paid him back. The money, that thousand... Oh, I see now.
No, not that. I didn't tell you the full story about the crash when we were kids. Well, Terry's wife... Well, she wasn't then, just a casual. She went through the windscreen and her face... Well, she was... It cut her to ribbons. And we hit somebody. I knocked down an old lady and killed her. He got... for manslaughter... Well, that's what he got 3 years for. He wasn't drunk.
You're as bad...
Bad as them. Yeah, I know.
Yes. Oh, no, I don't know. I'm confused. What's the difference? You killed somebody, he killed somebody. Is there a difference?
He was all right then, Terry.
Yeah, because he didn't drop you in it.
No, I didn't mean that. He married Marilyn, the girl, because he felt guilty. She's had so many operations and skin grafts, but she still looks... And he used to send money to the old lady's husband till he died.
Does that ease your conscience, Mike? All of a sudden, you're a stranger. I don't know you. You've got to tell Gates.
I can't go to Gates and say I tipped Terry off. What good would that do? But I've got to do something.
Oh, God. Oh, Mike, surely resign. Tell them and then resign.
Anita, they'll put me away. I can't just resign. Why should I, anyway? All those years for what?
For Phil. And for me.
That sounds like an ultimatum.
A plea. I'm pleading with you. Please. I'll stick by you, even if they...
It's my life, Anita.
And me? What am I?
My wife.
Is that all? Don't I count as a human being, a friend, your best mate? I'm not just Mrs. Bull, your cook, your...
Not now, Anita.
Mike! Oh, what was I when I met you?
21. What do you... Ah, I see. Look, it's different.
It's different because I'm a woman. Our careers don't count, do they? I was a staff nurse. I love my job. But I loved you more.
Look, I never asked
no,
you...
No, not directly. You just moaned every time I had a late duty and you were on earlies. How long would you have put up with it?
Look, that's not...
Don't say fair.
I love you, Anita.
Do you? I love you. But that doesn't mean I can stay with you.
It is an ultimatum, isn't it? You or the job?
No. A choice. You've got to choose.
Give me time, love.
Oh, that means no. I'm not even sure you know what love is or means.
It means time.
I'm going to June in the morning with the kids.
You're asking too much.
Too much? Is it too much to want Mike Bull back, the man I married? Not this person he's become. I'd live in a tent with Mike Bull, but not in Buckingham Palace with D.I. Bull.
Morning, Trevor. Anything for me?
The governor wants you, Mike, now. He's been screaming down that phone all morning.
Right. Wish me luck.
Good luck, Gov.
You want to meet, Governor?
Sit down, Bull.
Oh.
The media is slaughtering us. Cowboy cops, one headline said.
Yeah. Gov.
They knew we were coming.
Don't
give me that rubbish. Of course they knew. But how? Now, don't say anything. Just listen. It's muffled, probably handkerchief. No good in court, but I'd bet it was you. CIB recorded that. They think you're in with Marcus. They think he's bought you. I don't. Well, not for Reddy's, not money. Maybe he's got something on you. I don't care.
But Governor...
I want him. Now, don't say anything. And the other two, Rose and Otwell. Now, you can throw away the book, forget the rules, official or unofficial. I want them away for 10 at least. Do you understand, Detective Inspector Bull?
I understand, sir.
Well, you'd better, because it's you or them, Marcus or you. Last chance, and soon. Now get out.
Can I have a warrant for Marcus?
An arrest warrant?
No, search.
Oh, you're messing around. Say you find something, that won't get him 10.
I'll finish him, Gov, I promise.
I don't want to know. And remember, CIB are in your ear. You know my views on them. I don't like coppers who grass on other coppers. But they're in this, so...
Milk and sugar, Superintendent Gates?
Thank you, sir. Two, please.
About Bull. I hope you're right. Frankly, I think we had enough on him to suspend him now.
Oh, maybe, sir. I just feel... Well, say the disciplinary board demote him. He's got a good image with the press and good contacts.
Mm-hmm.
He drops a word in some sympathetic ear, then he resigns. It doesn't do us any good. And Marcus is still free. He's a clever bastard, Marcus, I mean.
So, you're suggesting that in the words of the song, you set a thief...
Film, sir. You set a thief to catch a thief.
Okay. So, we get Marcus, but we've still got the D.I. Bull problem.
I think not, sir. I think D.I. Bull will overstep the mark this time.
You set him up?
Well, me, sir? Put it this way.
You have.
Well, he's not the brightest, is our D.I. Bull. If he had a brain, he'd be dangerous. He's not the most subtle copper in the world. His idea of a painstaking scientific inquiry is to walk up to somebody's front door with a 20-pound sledgehammer and open it by tapping gently.
Point taken. And the chances are the fascist disciplinary board will smack his bum with a feather and tell him to be a good boy.
Exactly. I think the twin problems of Marcus and Bull will cancel one another out. Permanently.
Who is it?
Police. Open up.
Terry?
Yes, sir.
It's the law.
Open the door. I've got a warrant to search the premises.
Shall I boot it, Gov?
No. Hang on. Come in.
You know the rules, Marcus. I won't bother to read them. Here's the warrant.
What's all this about, Inspector?
Sergeant, start upstairs. We're looking for guns and money.
Right, Gov.
Look, can I have a word?
No. Where were you yesterday at approximately 10 a.m?
With my doctor in Harley Street.
Can you confirm it?
Yeah, of course I can. One phone call.
Number and name?
Mr. George Clark Cohen, 935-1363.
Right. Constable, take Mr. Marcus to his garage and search the car in his presence.
Right,
go. And don't miss anything, all right?
You slag.
Coming from you, Marilyn. That's a compliment. It takes one. Good evening. Could I speak to Mr. Clark Cohen, please? Yes, no. Sorry. Mr. Cohen? Yeah, I'm a police officer. Detective Inspector Bull. Could you tell me if a Mr. Marcus was with you yesterday? Thank you, sir. Yes. Could we confirm this with you tomorrow? We'll need to take a statement. Right, fine. Good night.
You haven't changed.
Hope you have. Now listen, CIB's onto us. Me and Terry. That's why it's this way. Your phone's tapped. Tell Terry to meet me tomorrow. Same place. He knows where. Midday.
Why?
You should know that.
Oh, I do. Every time I accidentally look in a mirror. Well, you remember one thing. I've got a long memory. If anything happens
he
to Terry...
He must have been mad.
Yeah, he must. He wanted to go straight. He tried. And then there was another operation to pay for, and then another...
That's just an excuse.
Is
you
it?
Know that.
Is it? He once told me... Oh, never mind.
What did he tell you?
It was you. His hero, Big Mike. Even that night with the car, he didn't nick that car to impress me. It was you he was showing off to.
As they say in Spain, cojones.
Why do you think Terry never grasped you?
I don't know.
He was proud of you being a copper.
Oh, leave it out, will you?
Once, when he got paralytic, he told me he wanted to be a copper when he was a kid, only he had a record because of you.
Oh, don't give me that crap.
You're so wonderful and honest, Mr. Policeman. Do you think you're any different from Terry? Well, you're not. You're worse. Terry never pretends. You try and kid yourself you're guarding society from Terry, but you're just as bad. You killed somebody with a car and Terry copped it. Look at me. Take a good look. No, don't you look away. You did this to me. Not Terry, you. But he's still paying for it. And I don't just mean money. When I get a downer, I've taken so many overdoses, I've lost count.
No,
don't you say you're sorry. You just help Terry. He wants out, you get him out.
Nothing, Gov.
Right. Let's join the gentleman outside.
Marilyn, what's wrong, love? There's no problem. What is it?
Oh, it's nothing. I was just worried.
What did you say, as if I couldn't guess?
Nothing. He wants a meeting.
You what? A meeting?
Don't go, Terry, please. He's up to something.
Yeah. What did he say?
He said he wanted to see you tomorrow, midday.
I don't understand. Where? I mean, why didn't he phone?
I don't know where. He said you'd know. You're not going. Please.
But why didn't he phone?
Well, he said our phone was tapped. C-something. C-I something.
C-I-B, yeah?
I'm not... Yeah, that's it. Yeah. C-I-B. What is it?
The investigation branch. A-10 in disguise. I wonder...
Yeah, where are you going?
To check the bedrooms. You have a look in the dining room.
What for?
A plant.
What, dope? Cannabis plant?
No, love. Money, guns. It could be a lovely setup.
Oh,
the blokes could have put a gun under the bed. I go out tomorrow to meet him. He raids the house. Surprise, surprise. What have we got here? A gun. You're nicked, Mr. Marcus. Come on. Let's have a look.
Was there anything, Terry? I didn't find anything.
No, nothing. Do you want a drink? Martini?
No. Brandy, please.
Right. There you are.
Oh.
Go on, move over. That's it. Mm. Oh. Yeah, come here. Give us a cuddle.
Oh, Terry. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, go on, do my shoulders. Right.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry, love. Mm. God, you're tense. Go on, relax.
Terry, you're always apologising. Ever since I've known you, you're always saying sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. I've got a lot to be, sorry for, haven't I?
Terry. You're a big soft dope, you know that? Here, I've been thinking.
So am I.
Oh, get off, Terry. Look, why don't we go to Spain? The law can't touch us there.
Oh, you mean buy that gaff in Marbella?
Yeah, we sell the house, the car.
Yeah, but there is a problem. Unfortunately, we have what's known as a cash flow problem.
Oh.
The rollers on the HP and the house is mortgaged. I mean, we've got a few grand, but not enough to retire on.
Well, what about the readies?
Well, I didn't want to bother you, love, but you know the way I laundered it through the building firm?
It's going great, you said so.
Yeah, it was. We got turned over by a so-called pillar of the establishment, our tame peer of the realm.
I don't believe
it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was going to be in the papers next week. He had a passion for three-legged Gigi's. Unfortunately, he used our money. And then that garage job got screwed up. Why did those thickos have to do their macho number? I mean, I've told them, I always tell them, shoot in the air, no idiot's going to get in your way, but no. And Bull thinks I set his lads up. I mean, I tried to stop them. I phoned every pub, every massage bar in London. I couldn't get hold of those stupid bastards.
Oh, no, love, it's not your fault. You think Bull will try to fit you up?
Well, it is. It's possible. We had words the other day. Strong words.
Me? About me? Oh, he hates me. You know my theory.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I told him.
Oh, Terry. He said you were mad.
Yeah, staying with you.
Well, I think he's right.
You are the most amazing lady. You're so special. You are.
Oh, Terry, come here.
You still think, don't you? You still think it's because I felt sorry for you. Guilty, I do feel guilty, but that's not the reason I stayed with you, married you.
But I would have grasped Mike.
Question. Did I ever ask you not to?
No, but, well, no, it was never said, but I thought...
When he left us, I mean you, in that car, in that state, I mean, do you think it would have affected our relationship if you told the police the truth?
So why? Why didn't you...
Well, I couldn't... Well, not because it was him. It's so difficult to explain. Well, it was for me. It had to come from him. I couldn't do it.
You know, I'm not very bright. I don't understand what you're saying. I'm thick, I'm ugly, and I'm very expensive. Why did you marry me? I don't... Oh, Terry, I didn't mean to upset you.
Madeline, come on, love. Why did I get an ulcer in the neck?
What do you mean? The food, you said, the food.
No. It was worrying about you. Would you wait those 3 years? Who you were seeing? I mean, I was jealous.
Jealous of me? Who'd want me?
Anybody who'd spend more than 5 minutes with you. You are a funny lady. Come on, let's go to bed.
You, Terry Marcus. I love you so much. If Bull fits you up, if he hurts you, I'll kill him.
Oh, you can't even tread on a spider. You're the gentlest lady I know. I like it that way. Come on.
I'm not joking, Terry. On my mother's life, if he takes you away from me again, I'll kill him. I'll use the car, a knife, anything.
A woman's got to do what a woman's
got to do. Terry, I mean it.
Yeah, I think you do. Come on.
You're late.
Yeah.
I thought I had a tail. Look, it wasn't my fault. I told him.
Yeah. My lad told me. Tell said don't shoot.
Yeah.
Just as he died, he told me that. You slag. I warn you off and you still do it and set us up.
Mike, I left messages all over London. It was too late to stop them. And they think that I fitted them up. Grassed on them because you were there.
Good. That makes it easier for the next bit.
What do you mean?
One thing at a time. Point one, CIB are onto me and you. They think we're in it together. So I'm finished. They never let go, whatever happens. I'll never get promoted. I'll always be a DI. That's the system. Even if I put you away. Point two, you're finished. Even if you become a monk, they're going to have you. My governor wants your guts. He wants you out of it for at least 10.
Why are you telling me all this?
Point three, everybody wants Rose and Otwell away. You, me, my governor, even other villains. They're cop killers, agreed?
Yeah, but I still don't understand.
Remember the bike in this shed?
Yeah.
Well, the good old days are back.
Well, you and me?
Right. A little job. Well, little stones, actually. £3 million worth uncut. We'll clear £1 million through a laundry. But...
All right, go on.
You get Otwell and Rose in as the heavies. They've got to be there.
You're joking. They'll think
I'm not if you're involved with a piece in your hand, they won't.
Do I look that stupid? A gun?
If I want you, I can get you any time. I need out. Anita wants out. But Otwell and Rose know too much. They've got to go.
Just supposing I'm in.
1 mile from here, where the North Circular crosses the canal bridge by the pub.
Yeah.
Every Monday morning, a well-known Hatton Garden diamond merchant goes to Stansted Airport where he collects his uncut stones from an LL flight. He brings them home with just a driver. He doesn't trust security vans. He reckons the drivers are all bent. Your two lads block his car on the bridge. My two hold him. You snatch the diamonds and leg it. I chase you. You fall in the river. It's deep there. I run back to the radio. Meanwhile, you jump in the boat your boys have nicked. You come down here to the boatyard, jump in your car, and you're away. With the current by the bridge, it'll take days to search the canal. I'll get my leave to start the following day. Well, that's it. We meet at Heathrow, package deal to Mallorca, then Spanish mainland, and then Brazil.
Yeah, but it sounds easy. Why me with a gun, Mike?
That's the beauty. You're dead. There'd be no check on airports for you. Even use your own passport. There's no currency control. We'll find the gun with your fingerprints. It proves you're dead, right? It's a doddle, but it's up to you. If it's no, I'll have to fit you up.
This could be the fit.
Then why would I tell you?
Okay. But if it goes wrong this time, I grasp. This time, no old pals act. If you fit me up.
Terry. Me fit you up? Come on.
And he bought it, Mike?
Yeah, Gov. Lock, stock and double barrel.
It's a bit iffy.
Yeah, I'm cutting down on risks. We'll have full body armour. None of my lads are ending up in the morgue this time.
Have you spoken to your team?
Yep. They're happy.
What about backup?
We'll seal the North Circular off, ahead and behind. No way out. And some lads in dinghies on the canal. It's beautiful. Too early for commuter traffic and just enough light to see what we're doing.
Or shooting.
Possibly.
I'd rather there were no loose ends.
You mean...
I don't mean anything. I just want a nice, tidy job. No loose ends. No little piles to clean up. I was chatting to the Chief Super the other day. We discussed your career prospects. He agreed with my assessment.
Oh, right, Gov.
How's my favourite blonde? She well?
She's okay. A bit run down at the moment. Why, Gov?
Oh, nothing. I just tried to get you the other day. Couldn't get an answer all day.
Yeah, well, She's staying with a friend of ours for a few days' rest. If this Marcus thing pans out, I have heard rumours that the super... what's his name? The bald guy. Used to be here.
Oh, Bob Smith, you mean?
That's it, Smith. I heard he was taking early retirement.
Well, you'd find a county posting a bit tame, wouldn't you, Mike?
Well, needs from the kids. I think it might be good for them.
Well, that's a thought. We'll have another chat after we've sorted the Marcus problem. Okay, Mike?
Oh, right, Gov.
Oh, and just one more point, Mike. Do your lads have any special instructions?
How do you mean, Gov?
Well, there's nothing No written instructions, none to talk about in the canteen.
No, Gov. The lads don't need any G'ing up. We had a whip round for Phil yesterday. I just stressed in the briefing how dangerous Rose and Otwell were, and they shouldn't take too many chances.
Well, that's fine. Okay, Mike, well done, and good hunting.
Otwell's off. Car's moving.
And Rose. And there's Marcus by the bridge. He's got a gun, Gov, a sawn-off shotgun. Right. Let's go, Simpson. Right. Remember, don't take any chances. No heroes. Leave Marcus to me. Right,
armed police. Gov, Marcus is away.
I'll take him. You okay, Simpson?
Yeah, Gov.
Throw down your gun, Terry.
In the river. Yeah, I know.
No. On the ground.
What's this, you bastard?
Gun, down now.
You did, you set me up again, didn't you?
Nice shotgun, this. Two barrels. That's handy.
No, Mike, don't!
Would I do that? Here, catch your gun.
Scared the life out of me, then.
You always were, chicken. See you, old pal. Marcus, drop the gun! Ah!
After checking with PC Simpson that he was unhurt. Simpson?
Yeah?
Did you spew up before or after you radioed in?
Both.
I then heard a gunshot, followed by D.I. Ball calling out. PC Simpson and I ran to the canal path where I saw Marcus pointing the shotgun at D.I. Ball, then a second shot was fired. Well, that's wrong. You got a tip-ex, Simpson?
Yeah.
What's that? I saw Marcus pointing a shotgun at D.I. Ball. He was holding the shotgun. He's... Governor, was he left-handed or right?
You were there.
Yeah, but I couldn't see too clearly.
Left-handed. You finished yet?
Yeah, just about.
Left, did you say, Gov? Are you sure? I could have sworn it was his right hand when we first saw him by the road. Left hand. They're all dead, you know. Rose died this morning.
Good job. I then heard a second shot. Marcus fell to the ground. I then told PC Simpson to radio for an ambulance. Hey, Gov, how'd you spell ambulance?
A-M-B-U-L.
I'll get it, June.
If it's the milkman, tell him to leave it till Saturday.
Don't worry, I'll lay out. Mike.
Can I come in?
It's awkward.
I've found a fiver. Mike. Look, I need to do some shopping. I'll see you later, Anita.
June!
Anita, let me talk to you.
We've got nothing to say.
Please.
Oh. Do you want a coffee?
Yeah, Tom.
What do you want, Mike?
A new start.
It's too late.
What, a week? After 25 years?
I didn't mean the time.
Look, it'll be different now. I've thought about what you said.
You're leaving the force?
No, but I reckon after yesterday's... Well, there's a good chance I'll be promoted. I'm thinking of putting in for a transfer, a nice country force. Maybe Devon or Cambridgeshire. No graft, not so much villainy. It'd be good for the kids away from London.
How could you?
Could I what?
You planned it. I know you.
I nearly got killed.
You lying bastard.
I had to. I had no choice.
I gave you a choice. An option a week ago.
It was him or me. No choice.
You're wrong. Not him or you. It was me or you. Or it should have been.
He was responsible for killing young Phil.
No. You killed Phil because you were frightened of Marcus spoiling your career. And you killed Marcus for the same reason. You don't care about anybody except you. What is it that drives you? Power?
I had to. There was no... I just know I love you.
I don't think you've ever loved anybody in your life. I remember your mother once told me when you...
Oh, that old cow didn't know what love meant. She drove Dad away. She was just an old slag like...
Like me? That's what women are to you. Cheap slags. Do you know, the only time you were ever gentle with me or affectionate was in bed when you wanted it.
Oh, come back, please. I'd change a promise, Alita.
Mike, I couldn't. And you couldn't. None of us can.
Sit down, Mike. Oh, sorry, I heard about your wife. Happens to us all, pressures of the job. Any chance of her coming back?
I don't think so. Is there a problem, Gov?
Oh, nothing that can't be sorted, Mike. Mrs. Marcus and her solicitor came in.
Yeah, I heard.
They brought in an envelope.
Not with you.
Oh, you will be. It was dated 15th of May, 1960. A registered letter addressed to Greenaway, the solicitor. It was sealed. He kept it. Well, his office had it in their safe all these years. Sealed.
I think I'd better...
You don't need your brief. It's unofficial. You know what was in this envelope?
I can guess. A letter from Marcus.
Yeah. Saying you were driving a car that killed a woman, that he got charged with it.
No way. I wasn't even...
We can prove you were in the car. There was... Well, here. Have a look for yourself.
My God.
Yeah. Your cadet ID card. You see the stains on it and fingerprint? It's blood. His wife's. She held on to it.
What's going to happen?
And this letter, or application, I should say, dated 14th of May, 1960, from you, requesting duplicate ID card. You claim it was stolen on the 13th of May, 1960. I got it from Hendon.
It doesn't prove anything.
Doesn't prove you were driving, but it proves you were being carried in a stolen car.
I didn't know.
Oh, it doesn't matter now. Here. Sign this.
What is it?
Your letter of resignation.
Here, now, wait a minute.
No arguments. By the way, I'd change your witnesses' statements, the Marcus shooting, if I were you, and your mates.
What do you mean?
Statement of Detective Sergeant Mount, page 3. I saw Marcus holding a shotgun in his left hand. Change it.
Why? He was left-handed?
He was, is the operative word. When you had your little accident in 1960, not only did Marcus break both legs, a piece of glass cut the tendon of his left hand. He couldn't bend his wrist, let alone curl his fingers round a trigger.
But we can prove it. His fingerprints, he caught it in his left hand, I mean...
Oh, you're not very bright, are you? Look, I couldn't give a toss, but a jury might be interested in how he pulled the trigger with a hand he couldn't use. Lucky for you, somebody smudged the prints, a cock-up. It wasn't to save you. I sometimes wonder how we managed to catch the real villains. Forensic are a joke. His Harley Street doctor was still trying to fix his left wrist, so change it to right hand. Here's the statements. Yours, Simpson's and Mount's. Oh, by the way, all three of you spelt ambulance wrong.
Why, Gov?
There's only one L. Because I'm glad he's out of it for good, and police credibility with the public. We're a bit short on it. So if you got charged with murder, well, detective shoots villain in cold blood. Doesn't do the force any good. We got a fantastic press reaction. Police heroes, etc. The public know Marcus was a big villain. We look good. Why spoil it? The two others, Rose and Otwell, killed a police officer. But you're not getting away with anything. Once the Evies find out you're an ex-copper and the reason why, they'll catch up with you, with Mrs. Marcus's help. You're not exactly her flavour of the month. Oh, the story the press are putting out is that you're setting up your own security business. That's why you're resigning.
We're all the same. You, me, and the villains. There's no difference. You wanted Marcus away. You knew what was going to happen.
There is one small difference, Mike. I was sitting in the canteen having breakfast while you did it. See ya. Oh, and Mike, drive carefully.
Was Fit Up by Peter Simkin, with Ray Brooks as Terry Marcus and Billy Murray as Mike Bull. Marcus as a boy was played by John Drummond, and As a Youth by Martin Phillips. Bull as a Boy was played by Joe Sullivan, and As a Youth by Richard Hugh. The Policeman was Simon Mount, Philip Barnes. Trevor, William Hope. Simpson, Colin Starkey. And Phil, Russell Keith Grant. Superintendent Gates, John Strickland. Chief Superintendent, Beaky and the Doctor, by Douglas Blackwell. Carol was played by Kerri-Ann White. Anita by Helena Breck. Young Marilyn, Sarah Doyle. Marilyn as a Woman, Carol Boyd. June, Teresa Collard. And Fred, Gilbert Harrison. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Fit Up was directed by Christopher Venning.